feel like preaching right now, but I'm not going to. But since I've been here, many have talked to me privately about all those that have left through the years, kids. And I've said the same thing to every single one of them. Why do you think that is? I mean, I have my own ideas. And I'm just going to sound arrogant, and I think they're right. And I think Brother Mark just hit on it. But I asked him, I said, why do you think that is? And you wouldn't believe. Well, you would, because a lot of you ones that have said it. The things that I have heard. Unbelievable. And I just shake my head and I think, they don't get it. They don't get it. And it will happen again because they don't get it. And I've said to almost every single one of you who've come, I said, well, you think about it and you get back to me as the reason why. No one's gotten back to me. But the reason was just touched on. That's the truth. That may make some folks mad, but that's the truth to some extent. Matthew 17. Been looking at Jesus healing this young man, son of father. Father is present. We saw last week that the instruction was, bring him to me. While he was being brought to Christ, we see the devil threw him down to the ground. He went into convulsions. And the Lord allowed all that to happen to address the father of this young man concerning his faith. And we looked at that last week. We've seen that Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record the Father's words concerning the apostles. I brought my son to them to heal, and they could not. And they could not. They had been given authority to cast out demons, Matthew 10, verse 1. So they had the power. They had the authority. But they could not. Three times. And they could not. So there was a power failure on their part. Well, the apostles witnessed Jesus healing this young man. And verse 19 says, then came the disciples to Jesus apart. That is, apart from the multitude. It's just Jesus and the apostles. Now, obviously, it bothered them, those words, they could not. So they're alone with Jesus, and they ask him, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your. Now just stop right there. Because of your. Where's he putting the blame? He's putting it on them. He didn't say because of your. So the responsibility is being laid upon them. Because of your unbelief. Remember, again, the Father said, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. These apostles have witnessed all of this. Because of your unbelief. And this is what the Lord always does. This is how the Lord works. People don't like the way the Lord works. The Lord lays it on our doorstep, It's the way he always does. Always. And then he gives us the solution. The Lord always works that way. For verily I say unto you, or of a truth I say unto you, emphasizing that what he's telling them is true. If ye, not if they, if ye. And this again, this is the way the Lord lays it on our doorstep. If ye have, present tense, faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, pointing to the mountain that they had just come down from, Jesus and Peter, James, and John, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. But there's a problem. There's something they have to do. Howbeit, this faith doesn't just drop down from the sky and fall upon you. Howbeit, this kind of faith, faith as a grain of mustard seed, goeth not out, which shows that it is an active faith. It goes out. Goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Why could not we cast him out? Jesus said, the reason you could not cast him out was because you did not believe enough. Because there is a problem in your faith. This is what Jesus told them. And then he said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would be able to say to this mountain, remove, and it would remove. Now, we've preached on this before, but 99.9% of the time, people do not understand what Jesus is saying when he said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. I remember the first time I heard someone preach on this at a conference probably 30 years ago. And they preached it like almost everybody does. Grain of a mustard seed, the smallest of seeds. So what Jesus is saying is, if you had just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of faith, you'd be able to say to this mountain, remove. And as that message was being preached, I thought, that can't be. First of all, in every other place in the Gospels, Jesus condemned and rebuked little faith. He does not condemn something in one place and then praise it in another. So I knew that can't be right. Then I thought, well, these disciples, certainly they had a little bit of faith. Certainly they weren't void of faith altogether. And then I thought, well, I have a little bit of faith and I can't move mountains. So this can't be what this is talking about. Jesus is not talking here about the size of faith. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. I believe he's talking about a type of faith. A kind of faith. So the question is, well, first of all, what is faith? Faith is persuasion in God. Is the Lord saying all you need is a little bit of persuasion in God? Faith is dependence upon God. Is the Lord saying all you need is just a little bit of dependence upon God? A little bit of trust? A little bit of surrender? Well, if that's what he's saying here, then that undoes a lot of things he says in other places. That can't be what he's talking about. So what is meant by faith as a grain of mustard seed? Well, first of all, it's the kind of faith that can move mountains. So it's the kind of faith that can face impossibilities. To move a mountain is an impossibility. So this is a faith that can face impossibilities. Well, if we're going to understand a word in Scripture, we need to go and see where it's used in other places. If we turn over to the book of Mark, chapter 4, we have the parable of the mustard seed in verses 30 through 32. And he said, "Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God?" What should we compare to the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed. Now, it is true here, that could be true in size. The kingdom of God compared to the kingdom of Satan, compared to this world, is very, very, very small. But the Lord doesn't stop there. So no doubt he is referring to size there, but that's not where he ends. It is like a grain of mustard seed when it is sown in the earth. Now we're getting somewhere. When it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. Speaking again of size. But when it is sown, it groweth. Now he's talking not about size, he's talking about a characteristic. It grows. In other words, it has life. It's living. It grows up and becometh greater than all the herbs and shooteth out great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. So, Jesus is saying here that what we need is a living, active, growing faith. The grain of a mustard seed is living, it's active, it's growing, it's strong, it's visible. It grows up into a tree. It's wonder-working. That's what he's speaking of here in this parable. That little grain of mustard seed, it works wonders. So when Jesus tells the apostles, if ye had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, he is not saying, if you had just a tiny, tiny bit of faith. We have that. That's not what he's saying. But he's referring, again, it gets back to James chapter 2. Living faith is what is required to move mountains. It's more than just saying, I believe such and such. It is a faith that lives. It's a faith that is active. Now, Jesus told them that such a faith is obtainable. Again, in Matthew 17 and verse 21, howbeit, or however, this kind, faith as a grain of mustard seed, goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. This not only speaks of the fact that such a faith is obtainable. When do we pray and when do we fast? That is, instead of eating, we pray. When do we do that? When you have a strong desire. When you have a strong desire, you pray and you fast. When you want something more than you want food, You pray and you fast. So this kind of faith comes by prayer and fasting. In other words, we have to want it. We have to want this kind of faith. What are we doing when we pray and fast? We are seeking after something. So yes, this faith is obtainable. But it must be desired. And if you desire something strong enough, you will seek after it. You will seek after it. And this is what Jesus is telling them. This faith is available, but you have to want it. And you have to seek after it. So we see this particular miracle was beneficial in many ways. Certainly it was beneficial to the demon-possessed son who was delivered from the awful oppression of the demon. It was beneficial to the father of the son. He was relieved from a tremendous burden. It was also beneficial to the apostles. They learned some things, or they should have learned some things. They learned that the reason for their failure was their own fault. People can't handle that today. And I truly mean that. They cannot handle that today. But Jesus told them it was their own fault. And then he instructed them what they needed to succeed. They needed faith. He not only told them what they needed, and again, this is the way the Lord works. He told them how it could be obtained. And if you and I would listen, we too would learn these things. We would learn the why of many things. We would learn what is needed. And that's what's so sad today is many have, and I'm talking about God's people, have absolutely no clue as to what is needed. And therefore they seek the wrong things. I mean, if we know what is needed, then if we have any wisdom at all, we seek that. And that's what Jesus is telling them. What you need is faith, and here's how you get it. By prayer and fasting. Now, prayer and fasting requires faith, so they had some faith. But if we want more faith, we have to use the faith we have. And we need to pray as the apostles prayed on another occasion, Lord, increase our faith. Lord, increase our faith. Let's look to the Lord.